You could call it the School of Hard Knocks. This week, an Ontario school board announced it will bring concussion education into the classroom in September. The aim is to teach students about the dangers of head injuries. The CBC's Philip Lee Shannock has that story.
It's game day on the sports field in hours west of Toronto. Sarnia's in town to take on home team Burlington. In the stands, Felice Firenze watches her son Tristan take to the field with a little trepidation. He's playing defensive tackle. At school last month, the grade 9 student suffered a concussion playing rugby.
He was dizzy and he kept getting headaches for at least a week afterwards.
She's happy kids in her son's school will be learning about the dangers of concussions, and she hopes coaches and teachers will too.
Played for the whole game, and it was only afterwards that he was dizzy that we brought him to the doctor. And then once we brought him to the doctor, the coaches pulled him from the team.
Dr. Paul Eklund says the program is the first of its kind in Canada, and it puts his findings into practice. He says kids are not getting the truth about head injuries from what they see on TV.
You're getting the information or hoping to get it from these professional sport organizations who sell violence.
The sports physician and concussion expert assessed head injuries of dozens of young players. Eklund found concussions were 3 to 5 times more common than expected. About 30,000 concussions or related head injuries are reported each year among 12 to 19-year-olds, according to Stats Canada. Eklund says kids need to know the consequences.
You know, the truth is that these are, every concussion is a serious brain injury. They're cumulative in nature, and they can affect your future life and your future ability to earn a living.
The modules include videos and interactive learning designed to keep elementary and high school kids engaged. Eklund says it's hard to change sports culture, so it's best to get them when they're still young.
Because that's our next generation of coaches. Teachers, parents, administrators are going to come from the 10 to 14-year-olds. And why not do that? Because that's real intervention here. We know this is a public health problem.
While Halton School Board is the first to introduce the Student Concussion Education Project, it will be mandatory for all schools in the province in 2015. And the program is available to everyone right now at the website sportconcussionlibrary.com. Philip Lee Shannock, CBC News, Burlington, Ontario.